This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Seasonally adjusted claims for unemployment insurance rose by 46,000 people last week, or about 13%. We've generally been heading in a different, better direction on jobs. But before we make too much of this, let's pull in our regular Thursday guest, Diane Swank, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. She is with me live from Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what can you tell us about this rise in jobless claims last week?
Well, it really was a catch-up to the earlier week's decline in claims. It was really very low week in claims, and part of it was because some major state started dealing with claims differently. So there's a seasonal glitch in there. When you add it all up and go over the history, it looks like the labor market is improving, but not as fast as we'd like. And that's sort of been a story we've been dealing with for some time.
Now, Diane, consumer spending has been on the rise lately. Certain segments of manufacturing, housing and mortgage activity also been cranking up. We don't always pay adequate heed, I think, to how interrelated all of these are. But I know you've been thinking about it. What should we know?
Well, really, the U.S. economy has been in a bit of a relay race where the manufacturing sector was sort of carrying the relay through part of the year and doing very strong through export growth. And now we're starting to see the housing market and consumer pick up the slack, but the manufacturing sector slow down. Until we see all of us running at the same time and the U.S. economy running on all cylinders, you won't see the robust strength. The good news is we're still moving forward because the housing market is finally moving in to pick up the slack that now the once shining star and lead the manufacturing sector is giving up.
All right. Diane Swank, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks as always.
Thank you.